Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
As well as the Making Star Wars Podcast Network. Southern California tickets are now on sale for the Steel Wars 200th podcast live at the Scum and Villainy Cantina on Saturday the 2nd of February at 3:30 p.m. And we will be joined by special interview guest Eric Walker, who played Mace Tuani in the 80s Ewok made-for-TV films A Caravan of Courage, An Ewok Adventure, and Ewoks, The Battle for Endor. Get ready for behind-the-scenes stories from the films, what it was like to work with Warwick Davis, and of course, the maker, George Lucas. Plus, we'll have a special audience mic set up if you've got a question to ask too. And if you can, hang out for a bit after the show and take in all the fun of the Scum and Villainy Cantina. Pre-sale tickets are just $10 and are available from SteelWars.com or $12 on the door from the Scum and Villainy Cantina. I cannot wait to talk Ewoks with Eric, and I hope to see you there. But for now, let's get on with the show. Ray Park's appearance as Darth Maul in Solo shocked Star Wars fans worldwide. On this episode of Steel Wars, Ray reveals how he was recruited back onto a Star Wars set, the secrecy involved, and the reaction of both his son and Ewan McGregor when the man they were sitting next to at the premiere reappeared on the big screen. Plus, memories of the Phantom Menace and the thought Ray has put into what new moves his iconic character may have developed.
But there's different ways you can use a double-bladed lightsaber. And not just throwing it and using the Force and bringing it back. I think with Maul, there's a more of an evil and a deception with that double-bladed lightsaber. And that's what I'm really tapping into right now.
It's a short one, but damn, it's a sweet one. This is Steel Wars Episode 187, Ray Park, Darth Maul Returns. Don't let your ears hog all the fun. This episode of Steel Wars is also available in full video at youtube.com/Steel Wars.
We're with actor, stuntman, beloved Star Wars personality, Ray Park. Now,
oh, thank you.
I've had this sitting on my shelf for about 20 years.
That's an old school one.
What memories does that jog?
You know, can I hold it?
Yeah, of course you can.
I used to look at this and just not see myself and, you know, go to conventions and sign it. But over the years, I can actually see myself now. You know, and people would ask me, how does it feel? How does it feel to be a toy? I couldn't answer it. It's kind of strange.
How do you feel as a toy?
Oh. It's kind of strange.
Softer, you know? Than I thought.
Yeah, a little bit softer. And I remember giving my kids some toys, and yeah, it's cool to have daddy on the shelf, but you know, so it's, they'd rather have some, you know, Batman or someone like that on their shelf.
Yeah, well, you know, thinking back 20 years, this was one of the most sought after pieces of plastic in the world.
And new technology as well.
Exactly. Your face is instantly an icon. You're a 20-something actor, but you could sort of walk the streets anonymously, but your face is so famous. What was that like?
Well, I remember for 2 years I was trying to get an agent, but I wasn't allowed to tell them I was, you know, who I was in the new Star Wars movie. So they asked me, how tall are you? And I was like, yeah, 5'11". And back then, I'm sure I was 5'8", but I'm 5'9 and a half now. 5'10 with ears on. And my wife's mum said to me, you should go into modelling. I'm not me, modelling. So I called up a modelling agency and said, I'm in a new Star Wars movie. It's coming out soon, but I can't tell you what I'm playing, but it's the bad guy. Or something like that. I'm sure I didn't say bad guy, but it's important. She goes, how tall are you? I said, 5'10", 5'11". What, you play the you play an Ewok? So I just gave up the modelling dream. I think my wife's mum was just trying to button me up, you know? So I just waited 2 years for the movie to come out and just to see what happens, and hopefully that was good. It's opened up so many doors for me. Mm. I mean, I wouldn't be on X-Men because of it. I wouldn't be on G.I. Joe because of it. I've travelled the world, and now I'm seeing a new generation of fans because of Clone Wars and Rebels coming up, kids coming up wanting to be Darth Maul. I was a gymnastic martial art teacher. I didn't want to be the bad guy, you know, so it was a different era. Mm. Vader scared me. So it's I feel very lucky to be part of this, and I do have one of those in the loft as well.
Nice.
And I found my Sith Infiltrator,
you know? Yeah.
You know, I found it last night.
Nice.
I signed it, I hid it, just in case anything happens. If someone finds it, they have it.
Very, very cool. Now, in 1999, the film was a huge success, The Phantom Menace. Mm. Sadly, Darth Maul died, but you stayed very involved in Star Wars. How was that journey? And was it, like, a weird thing that this franchise kept going, but your character was sort of left in the first episode?
Well, before I even landed the part, Nick and Andreas, Nick Gillard, the stunt coordinator, and Andreas Petridis were telling me what was happening in 1, 2, and 3. So I knew it was the story of Anakin, how Anakin became Vader. So, of course, Darth Maul had to get killed off. And we were pitching for the idea of my head being chopped instead of being chopped in half. When Obi-Wan's hanging, mm-hmm. and he gets a lightsaber and chops my head off. But then Nick says, well, just in case George changes his mind, having your head chopped off wouldn't work, and you wouldn't be able to come back 20 years later. Mm. You know, I didn't...
Well, now looking back, you should have just suggested, like, a twisted ankle or something like that, something far less dangerous, so you could have come back sooner.
I mean, at least they gave me robot legs, and I had a six-pack afterwards.
Yeah. I'm wondering, like, Star Wars fans knew that the character of Darth Maul had come back through the animation and comics.
Yeah.
What was it like to get the call that Ray Park would be returning to the big screen as Darth Maul?
It was apart from my wife calling me about my son and my daughter, you know, being pregnant, and the call from Rick McCallum and George Lucas for episode one. We were in Guatemala at the time, and Lynn Hale was trying to reach me. That's why I have two phones now, so you can always reach me, because one of them didn't work overseas. It was just a prepaid, and I didn't think it had anything to do with what we're talking about now. And so I emailed Lynn and said, look, we're heading out. There's some people waiting downstairs and working, but I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Didn't think in a million years that I was going to hear the words that I heard. And I remember Lynn speaking to me, and she said, I said, can I tell my wife, though? She said, you can't tell anyone, not even your kids. But I said, well, what about my wife? She's standing right there. She said, no. So I got off the phone. My wife knew I was speaking to Lucasfilm.
So much deception with the Sith.
Yeah, you got it. You know, there is. And so I did my happy dance. But it wasn't, you know, it wasn't like a pa pa cha cha pa 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 tum. It was more like a one of these ones. And normally it's followed by a back somersault into splits.
I think you could have also doubled as Jar Jar Binks after that.
Jar Jar Binks is great.
Yeah. What about at the premiere? Like, we saw you there, and because you've been so involved in Star Wars, we didn't bat an eyelid. It's like, oh, Ray Park's here, that's cool. What was it like watching a new Star Wars film for 2 hours and then having this thing of, like, I am going to be the big surprise at the end? Because you even concentrated on the film.
I was so scared. Because my kids didn't know. My daughter kind of figured out, Daddy's going back to London a lot. He's bald. And I had to keep myself sort of secret. I was always wearing beanies and on my Instagram post. And I wanted to keep it a secret because I wanted the fans to, you know, be surprised. I wanted that you know, it's I swore to secrecy, so I want to keep that secret. And then I remember sitting there, and I'm like, I know what's coming up. And Ewan's sitting next to me, Ewan McGregor, and I'm like, I just want to go up and go to the toilet because I'm really scared right now. I'm really scared. Scared in a good way. Because everyone, he's there. And he just went, yeah. And I'm like, yeah, I just want to watch it. I want to see myself. And he's like, yeah. And he's just congratulating me. And I look over to my son. He goes, oh, Daddy, you're in this movie? So my son never knew.
That's amazing.
So I missed some of the first showing of it because of Ewan. But it was so nice to sit next to Ewan to experience that and see him at the time. And he looks great still, you know. And I had a good time with him on Phantom Menace. Every time he came in, I was always the first one in for makeup. He was always bubbly, always cheerful.
Now, since you've returned, like Star Wars fans, of course.
I hope I've returned.
Very keen to see you back on the big screen. Have you been theorising on what new moves? Could Darth Maul have some new attacks?
Oh, yeah, I've been working on it.
Nice.
Have you been watching my Instagram post?
I have.
So, I've broken two lightsabers last night. But I've got these kind of new, because a couple of people mentioned, it goes, oh, you seem to do the same thing all the time. But in Phantom Menace, I never spun the lightsaber the way I'm spinning it in my pose. But there's different ways you can use a double-bladed lightsaber. And not just throwing it and using the force and bringing it back. I think with Maul, there's a more of an evil and a deception with that double-bladed lightsaber. And that's what I'm really tapping into right now. Not because I'm coming back as Darth Maul. It's just that I really want to challenge myself for the double-bladed lightsaber because it'd be nice to show some new tricks.
Now, I am, I'm with the light side, but you paint a good picture for the dark side. How about a bit of recruitment, a bit of a test?
You wanna join the dark side?
I want some training.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You have to have a whiskey first.
I'm down. That's awesome.
So these are my pride and joy that these were given to me. I love these lightsabers, and I broke them yesterday. So the sound cards, but they still work.
Okay. Are these, like, where are they from?
Vader's vault.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, you can change it to any color you want. So this one's kind of pink at the moment, but I can change it. Watch this.
Can you make it go green?
Yeah. You want it green?
Yeah. Very much so.
There you go. It's a little bit heavier because it's got a hilt on the end.
At last we made.
Here you go, but we're two Jedi.
Oh, Sith it up, Sith
yeah,
it up.
Here we go, hold on a sec. Let's get this. Let's get this going. Anyone want to catch a lightsaber for me?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thank you.
This is the best because I see the kids at Disneyland getting training.
Thank you. You can join in anytime.
You see the kids at Disneyland get training, but you have to be a certain age. So I'm watching these five-year-old kids very jealous that I don't get to participate. So
but we didn't have these toys when we were younger.
No.
I mean, we had a plastic tube.
It used to, like, the noise of the wind going through would make the noise.
It'd be like, ooh. Can I try a simple four combination?
Okay, yeah, great.
Yeah. So I'm going to come to your left, to your right, and down below. Ooh, I can have you now. I got you. Got you. Set you up. Can I try that again?
If you can cut me there, so I've got a chance of coming back, that would be great. Yeah.
Taller?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So
I'll do the same thing again, all right? Slowly. There you go. Boom. Nice. Now you're open here now. So you're going to have to... So what do you think? What? Yeah.
That one?
Yeah, you could have done a spin. Okay. Or you could have just brought it straight down. But I like that spin.
Spins more. Spins more Ewan McGregor.
Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay, which side did we start on?
That one, I think.
There we go. Boom. Oh, you're into it. Hold on a sec. Let's go. Ready? Boom. 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 Oh, you're getting me. Whoop. I'm going to have to take you out now. Have you seen the guys that actually really go for it?
Yeah, I've seen.
They always challenge me, always want me to join in. I'm like, no. I just want to make it look pretty, make it look good.
All right, let's
do it again.
Right? Let's get a sweet one.
I'm going to go to your left, okay. Right? We'll do it nice and slow first.
Okay.
Left, right, nice block. Down below, nice. I'm going to go up. Whoa, I like that.
Right.
I like that. Hold on, stay there. Right, I'm going to come right at you. You're going to duck. And what do you think you should do now? There you go.
Sweet.
Dark right. More.
Let's get it.
There you go. Did it.
That's the best.
That's a nice spin.
Cheers, thanks, man.
That's nice, man.
Really appreciate it.
You ever done that before?
No, in my bedroom when I was 8.
Let's try this then. Do this.
Oh.
Nice and relaxed. Use the full hilt.
Like that?
Yeah, so you got the full length of it.
So you hold it like that?
You can hold it many ways, like I'll show you. You can hold it like this. This one's a little too short, I want it a little bit longer. Hold like this, one hand. You can do things with it. You can spin it. You know, it's a bow star.
Yeah.
So it's any way you want. You can hold it with two fingers, just like that. It's however you feel comfortable.
Okay.
But never lose your grip.
All right.
Because this will happen. Okay. Well, I'm the Jedi now. Okay. Okay. All right. Okay. I got it ready. Cool.
Oh.
Ready? Ooh, I want to see what you're doing. Darth Maul's in the house. Whoa, you sneaky one. Let's do that again. Ready? Boom.
It's hard to... Man.
Okay, let's do it again.
Okay.
Ready? Always a spin. One, two, three, four. Wait, watch this. You gotta go back there.
How do you mean?
Wait. It's a change move. Now I wanna do my spin and then come at you. Jedi!
That is awesome. Thank you so much.
That was cool. Cheers. You inspired me.
Oh, thanks, man.
You know, this is so much fun, just playing around like this.
Yeah.
You can play for hours.
Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed what for me was a thrilling chat with Darth Maul himself, Ray Park. And that interview contributed to a segment I did on Australian television's Studio 10, sizzling the release of the Solo Home video, digital download, Blu-ray. And I've heard rumors there's even a DVD, but I can't confirm. I can't confirm the DVD. But if you want to watch the full version of what went to air with lots of fun stuff, the link is in the show notes. And of course, if you want to watch the full interview on YouTube and see the uncut lightsaber battle, that is also in the show notes. The Studio 10 clip is on the Studio 10 YouTube page, and the full interview with Ray Park in YouTube form is on the Steel Wars YouTube. And we've got a few more things to post from that trip to Lucasfilm, a bit of a chat with some members at ILM, which will be up next week. I want to thank everyone for their love and warmth and comments over the birth of little Harrison, my son, which I am beaming about, and why there was a week without a new episode, because so cliche, but I have not slept much in the past week, but it's been a lot of fun for the most part, not sleeping. I think there was an unfun couple of minutes, 4 a.m. the other morning, but we won't go into that. It was messy. But we are firing back up. We have today, if you're listening immediately, Tuesday in the US or Wednesday in Australia, we'll be doing a massive Hyper News episode streaming live on YouTube. The audio will be up on the feed for patrons on the $1 feed, but anyone can catch it either live or on demand at youtube.com/Steel Wars. We'll have Molly and Alex from Star Wars Explained, and we've got The Mandalorian to talk about. We've got Star Wars Resistance to talk about, and so much more. And we'll be taking your calls, of course. So if you have time, join us live in the chat room or on the phone. It is super fun. And if you're listening to this after today, check out, if you're a Patreon, the audio will be in your feed, or hit YouTube for the video. And if you want to support Steel Wars in a small financial manner, also, if you are on Patreon, we have the new Jocelyn Strikes Back episode is up. Fresh from giving birth, my wife, Jacqueline, is back on the Patreon feed, and we reviewed the first episode of Resistance and chatted a little bit about little Harrison, and people are enjoying that, except I think for Josh Chapman, who commented that we sounded, I quote, very tired. Josh, you don't need to tell me that, buddy. I know we're very tired. All right, just listen to the content. All right. But the good news is Jackie is digging the Resistance show, so we should be reviewing a few more in the coming weeks. So if you're a Patreon, look out for that. And now is a great time to become a Patreon, because I'm going to cover a little baby, you guys. In all seriousness, it's my time is limited, and your Patreon dollars help us not do other stuff that can allow me to make content for you guys. For $1.23 a week, you get every back episode of Steel Wars, all the interviews, full length without commercial interruptions, direct to your pod feed. Normally we only keep up the last 25 full-length episodes. As well as that, you get all the back episodes of the Call-In Show and the audio versions of the Hyper News direct to your podcatcher of choice. For $3 a month, you get all that, as well as our special bonus shows like The Jocelyn Strikes Back, like Making Steel Wars, which we just did a hour plus episode of, like The Robbo Report, and like our newest show, which is Star Wars Year by Podcast, where Horst Burka and I go through the history of Star Wars year by year while flicking through the Star Wars Year by Year book, which is available for patrons in audio and YouTube versions. The YouTube version is super cool because I've enhanced it with all clips, that pictures that match what we're talking about. It is super fun, and you get to see me and Hawes laughing our asses off at each other. Lots of fun. Guys, I am reinvigorated. I wasn't de-invigorated, but I am re-invigorated. It's been a great week in Star Wars news, and it's been a great week in my life. So let's make some content. May that force be with you.
Thank you.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
If you're after more Star Wars listening, please check out the Making Star Wars Podcast Network at makingstarwars.net, where you can find such great podcasts as Blue Harvest, First Order Transmissions, Idiots Array, Making Star Wars Now This Is Podcasting, Podcast 2187, Rebel Girl, Rogue One, Tarkin's Top Shelf, The Cargo Hold, and The Sith List. So that's planetbroadcasting.com and makingstarwars.net. Los Angeles, tickets are now on sale for our final live podcast of the year at Geeky Tees, Magnolia Boulevard, Burbank, on Saturday, December 15th at 4 p.m. For the first time ever, we'll be doing a live podcast version of our annual Listener Prediction Review Show, where we review all the Star Wars news predictions that you guys made at the start of the year. I'll be joined on stage by a grip of previous Steel Wars guests, along with the live audience, to help us decide who was the Jedi Master Star Wars predictor for 2018. And spoiler alert, I did not fare well in this competition. It's going to be a hilarious afternoon of live Star Wars fun, Saturday, December 15th, 4 p.m. at Geeky Tees Burbank. Tickets are on sale at merchostore.com. The link is in the show notes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.